Right now, batteries are about as good as they're going to get, and that is not good enough. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Battery technology is confounding. But batteries are necessary for powering devices without fires, yes, but also for renewable energy, electric cars, electrical grids, and much more. But the lithium-ion battery can't get much better than it already is. Kristen Person is a professor of materials and engineering at UC Berkeley. She works on battery tech in a lab funded by the Department of Energy. I asked her what kinds of things better batteries could power.
First of all, we want to build out electrified transportation. We want more than just a few people to be driving electric cars. And you can also imagine service vehicles, such as your postman and driving electric vehicles. You can probably also imagine that we want to build out the electric grid. It needs modernization. It also needs to be able to use renewable energy sources to basically buffer the energy that's coming into the grid. And then you can get a little bit more fanciful.
Oh, yeah, please do.
Well, in terms of electrified flight, we're starting to see a lot of interest in drones and airplanes, small airplanes being powered by batteries.
Wow. I don't know why that sounds terrifying, but it sounds a little terrifying. Maybe it's just new.
It's new, and I think we're going to have to rethink how we're dealing with it, yes. It's clearly not just about the technology, but also how we implement it and what we're going to be able to do and how we're going to do it.
Well, and that gets to this kind of fundamental question about battery technology. What is so hard about it, and what are the barriers to it getting good enough to power cities and airplanes and fleets of robots in factories?
So if you compare batteries to, for example, computers, the difference is really that in batteries, you have to invent new materials to make them better. Whereas in semiconductors, you're inherently, most of the time, using the same materials and you're just making them smaller, which is easier.
So what are those materials?
In a battery, if you're thinking lithium-ion battery, for example, you have three highly optimized materials, two solid electrode materials and a liquid electrolyte. And each of those materials are highly functional in many different ways, many different properties, such as how fast they transport ions, or how stable they are, or how high energy they can contain or store. So if you're going to do a better battery, you have to come up, you have to discover a completely new material that has to do as well and better on a few of those properties.
So you're saying that right now, all the properties that make up a lithium-ion battery are at sort of max efficiency?
They're not exactly at maximum, but they're highly optimized. And you can't have a battery that's a little bit better on one of those properties, but worse on something else. You're not going to be willing to sacrifice, for example, a little bit higher energy density if it's a lot less safe. They have to play nicely together. They can't react badly with each other in any way.
Yeah. When you say they have to play well together, you mean not blow up.
Blow up, or there are less catastrophic ways, but still detrimental. Like the solid electrode reacts with the electrolyte such that a passivating film is formed on the surface of the material, then the ions can't get through and the battery shuts down.
I mean, given the difficulty and given, you know, kind of this hard wall that's been hit in terms of battery technology, do you think that there's going to have to be some other energy source, or do you believe that there will be a breakthrough eventually?
No, we'll get it to work. There are a number of very smart people working on this problem, and we will solve it. It will just take some time.
That's Kristen Person, professor of materials and engineering at UC Berkeley. President Trump's proposed 2018 budget would cut funding for advanced battery research by 75%, over $100 million. That could affect the UC Berkeley lab and would phase out a program called Advanced Research Projects Agency Energy, or ARPA-E, which said in 2016 that it had made a major breakthrough in battery storage tech. Tomorrow on Marketplace Tech, we'll look at the companies and other countries working to pull ahead in the race for a better battery. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM. Thanks for listening to Marketplace Tech. Here is an investment opportunity for you with a guaranteed return. When you donate to support Marketplace today, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at the Candida Fund. Listeners like you who give to Marketplace do more than help keep the show on the air. You also help us grow and get better. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism you can trust. So don't miss out on this chance to make your donation go twice as far. Give today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.